from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bob Walk brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. And by Gutter Helmet. Try the maintenance-free gutter solution from the Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET for a free estimate. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. And as always, the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, it's been, first of all, how are you doing today? Hopefully everything is going well for you.
Good, Paul. Up here in Cleveland, I'm on my first road trip since early April. So,
oh, okay.
Getting to feel like what it's like to be on the road again.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's nice. You get a small taste of it that's not that far of a way. And so, you know, you don't have to do a whole lot to travel to get there. Bob, can you help explain what exactly happened in this home series against the Cubs? Because it wasn't just that they lost games. It looked like the wheels completely fell off in every department. They didn't field well. They hit better than they've hit. You know, they did score some runs, but they, you know, not timely runs that they needed. They obviously didn't pitch well. I mean, I don't know. It looked to me, like I said, the wheels just sort of fell off.
Yeah, I think it was more than anything else, it was a pitching collapse. But there was a lot of other little tiny things that contributed, but not to the extent to where you could blame anything on them. I mean, there were some base running blunders, but a lot of those came after we were way behind anyway. There was some plays that weren't made. There was a double play ball in particular. I can't remember now which game it was that we didn't even get a out on it, and then there ended up being a pretty good size inning after that. And you know, that was, of course, was a big part of that game. But the pitching is just, you know, has not been good. You know, other than, you know, Skeens, he did a decent job, not kind of like we've normally seen him in the past, but he did okay. I mean, he was good enough to where they could take him out early because it felt like the game was well in hand. It just, you know, that's my only explanation, is the pitching. The bullpen really has been the culprit here in the month of August. You know, at the end of July, we're talking about, you know, sneaking into the playoffs. I think we were only a couple of games back, and we just needed to add a little offense to the team, and that was all, you know, realistic assumptions. And I don't think anybody saw this collapse in the pitching coming, and especially the bullpen. You know, I don't have any explanation for what's going on with Bednar other than his control is not very good. But you know, it's kind of been all like that all year, on and off. It's not been the Bednar we've seen in the past, control wise. Stuff still looks okay, but he just can't put the ball where he wants to, and he's paying a price for that. That's it. If you want to blame it on somebody or something, blame it on the pitching, and that always makes the entire team look horrible. You know, that's why you can't ever think about being a good team and going to the playoffs unless you have good pitching. The starting rotation, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, that's your foundation. You build everything off of. And then if you're not going to let games slip away that you're supposed to win, you're also going to have a good bullpen. And most of the year. That's the way it was, and that's why at the end of July, everybody, including myself, was thinking, okay, if we can get a little more offense in here to where that's a little more consistent as far as our run scoring, you know, we may be able to pull something off here. But the pitching unexplainably has just gone south in a hurry. And, you know, we've got a couple of guys that are on the IL, you know, that led to it. But so does everybody else in the league. You can never really point to that. That when you start talking about injuries, you're just making excuses.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things about it is, you know, I've asked this several times, it never feels like David Bednar was fully healthy this year. But if he's out there pitching, you have to believe he's on some level healthy, correct?
Well, yes, and, you know, you can go by, you know, his velocity also. If somebody's hurt, their velocity is always, you know, takes a tick. I mean, that's anytime somebody's velocity is down, let's say Bednar goes out there and he's throwing 94, 95, first thing in my mind is, oh, something's wrong with him. First thing in everybody's mind. But that really hasn't been the case. Now, there can't, excuse me, there can be, you know, something that allows you, hold on here. There can be something that allows you to still throw pretty hard, but messes up your release point. You know, messes with your mechanics a little bit. You know, that could be, you know, something like kind of a sore back, or, you know, maybe a knee problem that's you know, messing with you once you plant, and then your controls all goes to hell, even though your velocity is up there still. Now, there could be something like that with him. I don't know. If there is, everybody has done a great job of keeping that a secret.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's been, you know, like I said, it's just been frustrating because it feels like he's just never been fully right the entire year. And that, you know, that sometimes happens to pitchers. Jared Jones came back this week, Bob, and didn't necessarily go the way we thought it would, did it?
No, it didn't. You know, he looked really good too, you know, velocity, size, and all that stuff. But his command wasn't, I think, where he really wanted it. And that's it. Just goes to show you that even though if you have great stuff, you know, like Bednar, like Jones has, you know, you can throw that fastball in the upper 90s, you still have to be able to, you know, put it where you want to. In Jones's case, he needs to really consistently hammer the upper part of the strike zone with that fastball of his. That's where he gets most of his outs, most of his swings and misses with. And if you can't do that, well, this is the major leagues. It's, you know, it's in the minor leagues, when you go down there, like, you know, in AAA, you got a lot of guys swinging a lot of stuff that they're not going to chase up here. And I think that was his problem. I'm hoping that the second time out there, you know, he'll be a little bit better with his command and he'll pitch better. But that, you know, that's always been the thing with him in the minor leagues coming up is always, well, does he have the good enough control? And then when we saw him this year, his control was crazy. It was so good. You know, the way he pitched the first couple months of the season, you know, he looked like Greg Maddux out there with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. So that probably wasn't him either. They're probably in between is where he's going to be, where he's going to average maybe 3 walks per 9 innings and have the good stuff. And if he does that, I think he'll be a real good pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing, you know, that you hope. The other big news of the week, Bob, O'Neill Cruz is now a center fielder. And when we had Derek Shelton on, we asked, you know, could he move back if it doesn't work out? And he basically said, no, he's a center fielder. What are your thoughts on that? I don't know, can a guy adapt to that position, you know, for a position change like that quickly, or is it going to be a learning process?
Well, there'll be a little bit of a learning process as far as, you know, where is he supposed to play at certain types of hitters and all that stuff, although a lot of that is written on the card that he's been used to looking at while he's a shortstop, too, just looking at, a card that's going to position him in a different area. I see no problem with him physically going out to center field, though he's built like a center fielder. He should be fine out there. you know, they, and this is not something that's new. You know, we've heard talks about this. I mean, when he was in A-ball, I had many conversations up in the press box with people saying, yeah, they got this huge kid that's got all the talent in the world. Do you think he can really play shortstop, or do you think they're going to have to move him to the outfield? And, you know, this has always been in the works that it could happen. But, I mean, going all the way back to, I don't know if you remember Chad Hermanson. He was a similar type guy, young shortstop that, if I remember right, at the age of 21, he'd already hit 60 home runs in AAA. I mean, he was an unbelievable phenom guy, a shortstop slash center fielder. They eventually moved him to center field. He didn't work out in the big leagues, but he was the same type of player, real good speed, great arm, power guy, struck out a ton. And that's just kind of like the move that everybody makes. You know, and I heard, I think it was Starkey was talking about this about a month or so ago, about teams that they're always drafting shortstops. So that's because the shortstops in amateur ball, they're always the best players. Most of them are. So, you know, you get a whole bunch of shortstops, and hardly any of them, if they make the big leagues, are even going to be shortstops. They will move to other positions, and a lot of them go to center field. That's just kind of the way it is. So those are the two spots where you have your most athletic people, in center field and shortstop. But 6'7", fastest guy in the field, great arm, big wingspan. I mean, that's you're talking about, you go to a lab and build a robot to play center field, you're going to build a guy that you know, looks almost exactly like Cruz does. I mean, I hopefully he just blossoms out there. I know that the bat is really coming around this year. Been hitting lefties, doing a great job with that. He could end up being a Gold Glover out there. He's got that athletic ability, but he could be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He has to do it.
Right. He's also got the arm, too. I mean, you know, if he can get to a point where he, you know, understands how to throw from the outfield versus how to throw from short, he has also got an outfielder's arm, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's had to make one throw, one competitive throw to a base so far. And that one throw that he made is already the second. It was the second highest velocity throw from the outfield in the National League this year. That was his first throw he's ever made. So yeah, he's got a great arm from the outfield. There's no doubt about that. You know, he gets to get a little momentum going forward. You know, the big crow hop. He'll make some great throws from out there. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be a big thing, Bob. It's pretty clear they're out of the playoff race. I mean, stranger things have happened, but let's be realistic. They're behind a lot of teams now, and it's sort of they're fading away. What do they need to accomplish in these next 30 games?
Well, I think everybody has a little different agenda, you know, as far as the players and so forth. But, you know, there's a lot of personal stuff that's at stake for everybody down there. You know, the veteran guys that are just so-so, well, then they're going to be playing for contracts for next year. The veteran guys that are, you know, like for Reynolds, for instance, he's got some personal numbers that I'm sure he would like to put up before the end of this season. He's having a really nice year, you know, RBIs, you know, home runs, batting average, that sort of thing. You know, young guys are, you know, looking for a job, to play for a job. Davis, for instance, with Bart having a pulled hamstring right now, he's going to get some playing time over the next couple weeks. I think he wants to show them that he's going to be part of the catching tandem next season. He's got to prove that he can hit up here, I think. So that's what he's going to be looking for. Obviously, with all these answers, you're right. This last homestand, losing those three games and everything. I mean, that's put us to the point now that we're talking about making the playoffs is a little bit of a fantasy. And as you say, strange things can happen, but you're not looking at that right now. I think you're looking at some individual stuff. And like I said, everybody's got a little something different on their mind that's going out there, depending what their personal situation is. You still have to play to win. You still have to, you know, play as a team. And that's another thing that the young guys are going to have to prove that they know how to do, how to play to win ball games. I mean, it's not a tryout. This is not a showcase. And I think that some young guys, they think it is. We're down by eight. They don't care. They're still going to try and stretch a single into a double to show everybody how fast they are. And then they get thrown out, and it just shows them that how they're not thinking about the game. So that's also true. You can try to show everybody how physically gifted you are and how good of a baseball player you are, but you can also show people that you're not very smart when you're out there, when you're not trying to play as a team and win games.
Yeah, it is kind of an interesting sort of dilemma where you want to win as many games as you can possibly win, but they've got to figure out some things. For instance, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, can he handle shortstop full time? Because that's something.
Yeah,
it seems
I
like
agree. They're definitely going to be looking at that. I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity for him. If he plays well in the field and continues to hit like he has, it's kind of a career year for him with the bat. If he continues to hit the way he has this year here in September and handles the defense in a way that you at least look at and say is good enough. I'm not saying he has to be a gold glover or anything out there. But then you go into the offseason and say, well, you know, there's a position we don't have to worry about. We got shortstop covered. And I think that's staring him in the face. That's his job, not one right now. And he's also a guy that has that in his mind, and he knows that that's the situation right now. But he's also one of those players kind of like what I think of Reynolds, that he's going to go out there and go hard all the time. You're not going to see him taking any plays off. You won't see him, jogging the first or any of that kind of stuff, on a single. And you won't see him making stupid outs on the bases, when we're down by four or five runs. That's just not the way he plays. So I think that's another thing that everybody will see, and he'll be able to prove to everybody that he's a winning type ball player besides the nuts and bolts of, fielding ground balls and getting base hits.
Yeah, and then, the one other thing that they need to figure out is what do they have in Henry Davis? So, I mean, at some point they're going to have to give him a number of reps at catcher, aren't they?
Well, yeah, this is I think I just mentioned he's got probably a couple weeks here.
Yeah.
With Bart, who is, the starter right now at catcher. There's no doubt. I mean, he's had a very strong year for us, but he's got a pulled hamstring right now. I don't think it's real bad, so we'll see how long he's out. I would say he'd be out, a couple weeks. And, Davis is going to have a lot of time back there behind home plate. I mean, they're trying to take a look at him, quite a bit. I think you saw that it was yesterday's game. He went in for the last few innings, if I remember correctly. And, that was when we had the great big lead. And, they wanted to get Grandal, who's the older guy, get him out of there and let him get a little bit of a rest. But also, it's another chance for Davis to be behind the plate and get another at-bat. And they're taking as much a look at him as they can. And I don't think it's so much, about his defense and that sort of thing. I think everybody realizes that You know, he might not be Johnny Bench back there on defense, but his defense is good enough. But he's yet to prove he can hit up here. He's hitting the minor leagues, but hadn't hit up here yet. He needs to show that.
Well, they've got a weekend series here. Bob will let you go on this one. They've got a weekend series in Cleveland against the Indians. Indians are a pretty good ball club. Are they also a sort of a model of what the Pirates could be, considering how they've been put together?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of teams every year out there that have market size where they don't spend huge amounts of money, but they do the right things and they put together a winning team. I mean, I think people have looked at Minnesota for years and years. Tampa Bay is an example of that. I mean, there's teams out there, all over that can do that. And the model is there. And I don't think that's really an issue anymore. Everybody knows, what you have to do. If you're a smaller market, you have to have a very good minor league system and you have to not make mistakes when you do go out and get free agents. You can't spend a whole lot of money on somebody that or some player that just ends up not performing for you. And you got to find those some of those players, the older players, like say an AJ Burnett, Liriano, for instance. So those are my two favorite examples because I think they had such a huge impact on the team and the organization back when we won those three wild card slots in a row. That you got to find some guys like that that you're not necessarily going to have to pay huge money on, but they might have a great upside to where they still got some gas left in their tank and can not only give you great stuff on the field, but also help you out, with that clubhouse as a veteran player showing guys how it's done. You got to try and find those type of guys.
Bob, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend series with the Indians, and we will do it again next Friday.
All right, Paul. Always great talking to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Bob. That was Bob Walk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.